Thank you for listening to Gardens for Everybody. Today we're once again digging into what's fresh and nourishing in the garden right now. And today we're lucky again to have Danielle, who is a registered dietitian, who also volunteers in the garden. And we're going to be talking about kale today.
Hello.
Yes.
So kale is one of a dietitian's most favorite vegetables.
Ooh.
I feel like dietitians are known for their love of kale and Greek yogurt.
So really? Okay. Those are the two.
Those are the two. It seems. Yeah.
So yeah, what do you love about kale?
I love kale because it is a leafy green, and yeah. Dietitians love to promote not just veggies, but leafy greens in particular. And kale is tasty. It's a heartier leaf. So if you're growing it and picking in it, it's going to not be used right away. It tends to stay quite fresh, and you know, you can shred it up and put it in meal prep items like salad jars, or I'll even use it for stir fries, and it just retains its freshness and tenderness for a number of days.
Danielle.
Yes.
A lot of people don't think that kale is tender.
Well, so my trick for making sure that kale is tender is to give it a massage.
Ooh.
Everybody loves a good massage, including kale. So to massage kale, first of all, you would remove the stems. So just folding over your leaf to expose the stem, and then shred it and put it in a bowl with just the tiniest drizzle of oil, tiny little bit of salt, and literally give it a massage until it's nice bright green, and then it is nice and tender.
And how long does that take?
Not long. Sidebar story, we had a visitor to our house and I asked him to massage the kale while I was putting together the
yes.
salad dressing. This was a young gentleman with pretty big muscles. There was nothing left of the kale. After maybe about 3 minutes of him massaging it, it doesn't take long. Just until you get sort of that bright green color developing. So 2 at the most kind of thing.
And would you do that before storing it? So you're saying you might keep it in jars. How long would you keep it in jars, and should you massage it before you store it?
Well, that's a good question. So if I have picked kale from my garden and I'm planning on using it over the course of the week, I probably would massage it in small batches. But I like to make salad jars. So if I'm going to make 2 or 3, maybe 4 salad jars for lunches over the course of the week, I would probably massage that and put it into my salad jar.
What is a salad jar?
A salad jar is kind of as it sounds. It's if you're making a meal salad, your ingredients would be your dressing, probably some protein source of some kind like chickpeas or chopped chicken or egg, your chunkier vegetables, and then your leafy vegetables. So, and I put them in a jar in that order, dressing on the bottom, protein, chunky veg, leafy veg, lid on. And then you've got your salad to grab and go for your lunch on the go, or lunch at home if you're working at home. Give it a shake, toss it onto a plate or into a bowl, and you've got a meal salad for your...
That does sound like a great idea, and so efficient.
Yeah, exactly, because you can do up usually 3 or 4. I probably wouldn't do more than that. But the reason why you put the dressing on the bottom separated from your leafy greens is so that you don't wilt your greens while it's sitting in the fridge for a few days. But kale is really good for this because it does tend to stand up well.
Maybe lettuce would go a little bit slimy over time.
Exactly.
Kale is going to stay nice and crispy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow, that sounds great. So you're making us want to like kale now because it's going to stay fresh and crispy. Anything else really good about kale?
Nutritionally, kale is very high in vitamin A, vitamin C, and vitamin K. It's also a really good source of lutein, which is an important eye health nutrient. So just like we think about carrots as giving us good night vision, kale is also in that same kind of category because of its nutrients. It's part of the cruciferous vegetables, and it is known, and I don't pronounce this word particularly well, but it's glucosinolate, and they may help to reduce our cancer risk. So that cruciferous vegetable group is known for helping with cancer risk reduction, and that's one of the reasons why.
So it's like a superpower vegetable by the sounds of things. And
it's why it's one of dietitians' favorites.
and easy to grow here too. It's one that's fairly easy to grow in this area, and you can grow it in sort of semi-shade a little bit, which is unusual for vegetables. So it's kind of nice to be able to grow it in an area where you might not have full sun and you can still grow some kale.
It even thrives in cool temperatures.
Yeah.
And it's a biennial, so you can leave it over winter and next year you'll have a much tenderer plant. The leaves coming off are smaller Very tender.
Maybe we've introduced people to wanting to eat some kale now, hopefully.
Maybe.
But you know, historically, kale was a common food in the Roman Empire.
Right.
It's been around for millennia.
Amazing.
With all the vitamins it has, is there any particular group of people that should eat it or people that should not eat it?
That's a good question. I think kale is something that I would recommend for most everybody. Some people get a little bit concerned about kale if they've got a thyroid disorder, but actually kale has iodine and other compounds, but kale is not discouraged from being consumed. The only other group that, when we think about vitamin K, there are certain medications that require a consistent intake of vitamin K. So if you're on a certain group of blood thinners, it's not that we recommend not eating leafy greens like kale, but you should have a relatively consistent intake of that for ensuring that your medicine works well for you.
Did you have any other recipes to share with us for kale?
As far as recipes go, I have, and will provide you the link to attach to the show notes, starts with the massaged kale, but then dresses it up further. So this is one of my family's favorite recipes, Southwest kale salad with a chili lime dressing. So the dressing is lovely as its own, and the kale salad has bacon, who doesn't love bacon, peppers, corn, some toasted seeds, all kinds of great things.
So just so our audience knows, Elizabeth and I are drooling.
Yes. Yeah, that sounds amazing. Thank you so much, Danielle. That was great. Again, I'll put the link to the recipe in the notes. And thank you very much for listening to Gardens for Everyone. Please follow.